Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back to pass. Allen wide open to Cook in the left flat. Racing to the end zone. And is he in? Yes, he is. The Cook has found the kitchen on a 17-yard touchdown reception.
Once again, Chris Brown on the Buffalo Bills radio network on the call there. All right, we have a few minutes if you want to jump on board, but I want to do a few other things here before we do that. We can get to some calls. We have some lined up, but actually, let's get to those calls, and then we'll kind of run through yesterday a little bit. We'll look ahead to this weekend as well. Tom in North Tonawanda, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Sal, you know me. This is a glorious day, and last night was...
I don't want to talk to you. I'm already out of your Survivor League, okay? I'm out. I got with the death pool. I got eliminated right away. So, you know, I'm taking it out on you, pal.
Well, you can take it out on me, but, you know, I did the same thing you did last week. So, you know, we can sit here in misery, and you don't have to keep track of it for the rest of the year. I still do. So.
No, that's right. Now, listen, here's the other thing, Tom. Tom's been calling a long time, and it's great. We've hooked up, and we've become friends, and Tom runs a death pool. And in your death pool, I took Cincinnati or New England last week, and I lost. Now, I did the same thing in Paul Hamilton's, but he allows a buyback, so bought back in. So I'm still alive for week number two. So that's the good news.
Well, good luck. I hope you took Miami in that one. But, hey, just a few things here. First, I'm going to start with something I didn't bring up. Is it's great to see Von Miller having that first step back, and at his age, after two ACL injuries, to be able to get off the ball that quickly just amazes me. But, you know, you've touched on it some. The way the Bills developed some of these guys, these Cam Lewis and Jamarcus Ingram and players that were on the practice squad for a few years, and I don't know how many teams are able to do this, but they've got so many players on their roster. I mean, you can also throw in Anderson, Vandermark, Quint Morris. These are all guys that spent a year or more on a practice squad, and they're out there and they're playing, and now some of them are starting to really make big contributions. And the coaching staff, the scouting staff for finding these gems that are just sitting out there and weren't drafted and sitting around, that somebody really deserves a lot of credit there. And those are the types of guys, they might not by themselves win them a championship, but it's the type of depth and ability you need to be able to plug those guys in that'll really, really helps a team, can take them a long way. And I just sit back and look, and I, you know, that's something I don't think they get enough credit for.
You've been watching this team a long time, Tom. I know we're about the same age, and, you know, I just said to a caller earlier, you know, it's the perfect kind of system that keeps giving, because you have a GM and a head coach that are good at their jobs, but also in alignment, and you can continue to draft for the future as well as the present. And that helps, because when you go through all the different cycles of head coaches and GMs, you don't have that, because everybody's drafting and now you're changing the roster for different things. And that's why the Bills were basically like cap hell when Brandon Beaton took over, because they have to change everything from what Rex Ryan did. When Rex Ryan took over from Doug Marrone, they have to change everything. But Doug Marrone takes over Chan Gailey, they have to change everything. The list goes on and on. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They've got it in. They've got a system in, and they've got the support underneath them too. And it just, right now it's really producing well, and just love seeing, you know, a player like Jamarcus Ingram get his moment last night, and, you know, even get interviewed on an Amazon Prime after the game. For a guy like that, you just love to see it, and you know their patience with him. Time on the practice squad, coming along slowly, getting a call up here and there, and now he's out there on national TV producing, and it's great to see. And Cam Lewis, it's almost some, you know, Taron Johnson's great, but he's filled in, and he sure as heck ain't hurting them at all out there.
Yeah. You got it, buddy. Good to talk to you. Have a great weekend.
All right, thanks. Good to talk to you.
All right, you got it. Speaking of Jamarcus Ingram, Josh wants to chime in on him. What's going on, Josh?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thanks.
I just want to say it was very, very electrifying yesterday watching Jamarcus Ingram play, man. I'm happy that the Bills are finally looking into local products and taking local products and using them, you know. It was awesome watching him play yesterday. But anyways, I'll hang up and listen, man, and go Bills.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Listen, I mean, I always, we get this a lot, right? Which is, why do the Bills look at more of local guys, or there's more gems under there? Well, actually, it is, there is a correlation here of why this is happening. And, excuse me. And Brandon Bean, actually, we talked about this. He said, you know, you have to think about the fact that the Bills, their local pro day, right? Josh, when they have a local pro day, right? So Josh, you were just calling from North Carolina. So let's say you're around Chapel Hill, you know, North Carolina, you're where the Panthers are, right? The Panthers, I'm guessing, they get Duke and they get North Carolina. They get all these schools that they can have at their pro day that they can bring to their facility, or this extra look at them. That's what the Bills have here at UB. The Bills got a chance to look at Jamarcus Ingram, look at Cam Lewis, look at Joe Andreessen, because that's their local school. They also have Pitt. That's why the Bills have had success with Pitt. It's an extra day when you have the local school. Each team has local schools. There's some definitions what local is, right? How far they are away, and local people if they live locally. So there actually is a correlation there.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
But it's not new or unique necessarily. It's just been happening at a higher level, I think, right now. But, you know, you also shouldn't just draft people or sign people because they're local. You shouldn't do that. That's bad business. That's how you operate if you're into it for PR or business. And that's not a good thing. The Bills are trying to win football games. But, yes, there is a correlation there, just so you know, and that's how it works. Mike in Hamburg, what's going on, Mike?
Hey, guys, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
Okay, here's my situation. I'm happy the Bills won, of course. I'm a big-time Bills Mafia fan. However, I am very disappointed at a lot of the Bills fans trolling the internet, saying such damaging and bad things about what happened to Tua yesterday. Tua is a human being, like we all are. And he may have just lost his career. All the work that he's put in over his lifetime to be a professional athlete and to be a high talented player. And I've watched some things on Facebook that are disgusting. And
wow, Mike, I think you can go on Facebook and see a lot of things that are disgusting, or social, any social, Twitter. And I agree with you. Like, I see it. I see things, and these are, sometimes it's people I know and respect. I'm like, whoa, come on. Like, what, right? Like, for anything in life, I'm saying, it doesn't have to be this particular situation. And people, unfortunately, have fun with or make fun of a lot of things that I don't particularly think are funny and are serious. And
that's,
I agree with you.
That's right. What happens if something happens to them or their family?
No, I know, but Mike, but what I'll also say is, though, there are many, 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 many more people who are showing compassion and trying to donate to his charity. To me, and you know, you can't, as you know, you and I, you can't tell anybody how to act or live, or you can't, you know, force them. But what we can do, I think, is to try at least focus more on the positive and see the good that people are trying to do or care about or have that compassion for. And that's okay, I try to lean, because we know that the other side exists.
Let me say one thing more.
Yeah.
What we need to do in this society is the parents need to step up and teach their kids. They're not doing it. And the kids that are coming up, this is the problem. I'm sorry, it's the problem.
Well, Mike, we're going down a different road here than everything, but I appreciate it and respect what you're saying about the Tua situation, but I think we're going down a little bit of a rabbit hole here if you don't mind, all right? So I'm going to move on and say I agree with your take, though, about, you know, seeing those whatever memes or jokes, and, you know, people are doing that. I mean, come on. It's disgusting, and of course, right? But it's the far more majority is people who are showing compassion and caring, you know, for what happened last night. And, you know, of course, Bills Mafia, there's people trying to, you know, donate to his charity and doing something like that, which we've seen in the past as well. But, you know, it's an unfortunate situation. And as we know, in a lot of things in life, it's not just that. And by the way, when you say Bills fans doing it, I also want to bring up the point. I see a lot of people. It's not just Bills fans, and it's just it's unfortunate. But you know, I try to be more on the other side of things, which is I look at and focus on the positive. And some people think I'm too Pollyanna like that sometimes. I've been accused of that. It's why people call up. It's so funny. Like you know, you get your person tweeting me today that I was being rude or jerky to callers or whatever, and I don't really understand. We're just having a discussion. For the most part, it's usually the opposite, which is such a homer and protect the team and, you know, love Sean McDermott too much and those kinds of things. I will admit, though, that the my nature, like what I think is one of my better qualities in life can also be something that hurts me in life, which is I can be a little too optimistic and positive. And I know, and you guys, a lot of people look at things with a critical lens and are very right to do so. And sometimes I'm quick to point out the more positive, but that's just the way I'm natural and live in my life. So it happens and it comes out like that, maybe on the radio. But, you know, I think that you have to have that balance of everybody. And that's what makes this whole thing go around. Not to get too philosophical. Let's take a timeout. We will do that here. We will come back. We will wrap up with a look at the weekend NFL schedule. Good call, Mike. I appreciate you calling. I really do about that. And, yeah, I mean, you know, it was a serious situation. It is. And, you know, hopefully we'll get more, you know, positive news on Tua, but we'll see where it goes with him. We'll take a timeout here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Looking over the middle, pressure coming, has to heave it, and it's intercepted. Coming the other way and going for six is Jamarcus Ingram. A 30-yard interception return for a touchdown. Tua's third pick of the night.